So when it says Vayetzmach Hashem Elokim min ha'adamah kol eitz nechmad l'mar'eh tov l'ma'achal, Hashem planted every kind of tree, beautiful, delicious, the eitz ha'chayim b'soch ha'gan, and the tree of life in the center of the garden, the eitz hadas tov v'ra, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So on the eitz hadas tov v'ra, the Nitziv says, it doesn't mean a tree that makes you do bad, chas v'shalom. De'im kein ma'lezel ha'ilan began Eden. Why would you put a tree like that in Gan Eden, in paradise? Ella ha'ochlo yodeya b'seichal ha'enoshi ma tov lo u'ma ra lo. The one who eats from it will be given a seichal enoshi, a kind of humanity, a human type of intellect that knows what's good for him and what's bad for him, a kind of self-interest. So before they ate from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, they didn't have self-interest. They didn't know how to think of what's good for me, what's bad for me. Of course, you need self-interest to have self-esteem, to have a sense of self, to know what you are as a person, to have a sense of self-preservation even. Adam didn't have any of that. The tree of knowledge, good and evil, the Nitziv says, means the tree that gives you an understanding of what is good for you and what is bad for you, a self-interest. Umimele yacholiyot tzadik v'yaskil shehamitzvos tov v'ha'averos ra. You can understand that mitzvos are good and averos are ra, are bad. Ela shebazeh yihyeh reid mima'alaso shehaya al yedei nishmas chayim shenofeach be'apo, davuk bekuno yisparach, kichelek hadavuk u'mekushar ba'ikar. When Adam was first created, he was 100% connected to Hashem. He didn't have this concept of himself as a separate entity from Hashem. V'lo hirgish b'tov v'ra la'atzmo. He didn't have a sense of good and evil, self-interest, what's good for me and what's bad for me. V'zehu oved me'ahava. And that was what it meant to be oved Hashem mi'ahava. The Nitziv is saying, obviously, any person knows if you do the mitzvos, it will be good for you. If you do averos, it'll be bad for you. But he's saying, no, Adam didn't have that. He was completely being davuk behashem 100%. Masha'en ken ha'ochel mi'etz hadas nasa oved mi'iras hara la'atzmo. After you eat from this tree of knowledge, you understand, actually, no, it's good for me to do the mitzvos, and it's bad for me to do the mitzvos. So what was the point of the Eitz HaChayim? A person who is oved mi ahava doesn't need the Eitz HaChayim, and a person who is oved mi yira, he would never eat from it. Aval be'emet af al gav she'adam oved mi'ahava v'tuv lo lichyos le'olam, mikol makom, mitzad hateva shel ha'adam shenifra mi'afar, ra'ui sheyashuv le'afaro. Hashem did not want Adam to eat from the Eitz HaChayim and to live forever because he says, mitzad hateva, there's something natural. A man who is created mi'afar, as we know Adam was, Ra'ui sheyashuv le'afaro. There is something natural about the life cycle that he must return to dust. Ukima amar Hashem ki afar ata ve'el afar tashuv. As Hashem said, you were created from dust and you will return to dust. Meaning there was something ra'ui, worthy of man returning to dust. And it's interesting because if you look again at the quote unquote punishment, the Nitziv says the same thing there. The El Afar Tashuv, Lo Tucha Lekabel Schar Ela Behipared HaNeshama MiHaguf. You will not be able to get your Schar except as the Neshama comes out of your body. There is something Ra'ui. And what the Nitziv is hinting at here is that it's not really correct to call this a punishment. It's not really correct to call this like something terrible that happened, and that the purpose of creation was thwarted or subverted by the eating of the fruit. No, that is not how the Nitziv sees it. It says, even when it says Vayikra Hashem Elokim after they ate from the apple, and the Nitziv says, Kol Vayikra Hu Lashon Ahava. Even when Hashem went looking for them after they sewed themselves these clothing to sort of say to them, who told you that you're naked? He's speaking to Adam mi ahava, from a place of love. How could this possibly be? Well, when it says Vatipakachna gam hazaka, gam ki, after they ate from the fruit and they knew that they were naked, so then it Sif says, Nisva, an added ability to see as human, seichel enoshi, a human intelligence was added to them, separate from dveikut b'Hashem, self-interest. Ki be'emes mioso rega avad dveikuso b'Hashem. From that moment, Adam lost that 100% dveikus b'Hashem, v'na'asa ke'achad ha'adam mishalanu, and he became like a man like us. Gadol, but he was very smart. Enoshi. Already here, Nitziv again is giving a hint. There's something positive about this level of self-interest. It's very intelligent. It's very smart. Kavod. He understood that to be naked is not michubedika. Again, the Nitziv hinting that there is something positive that happened here. They got this ability to suddenly create clothing. They were both in one maila. Who yarad mi maalas chokhmas ruach hakodesh? Adam lost that ability to be always in Ruach HaKodesh. Ve'amad al chachmas hateva b'das ha'enoshi. He became a man. Ve'hi asa v'adma al das enoshi. And so did Chava. Achein, he hiskila b'sha'a achas lifnei ha'ish. But she became human, got this human intellect an hour before Adam. V'hayno keteva ha'isha l'doros. This stuck with women for generations in our nature. Shemimaheres la'amod al shleimus da'asa yoter min ha'ish. He's saying women always hop a little bit quicker, a little bit sooner. Mishum hachina seis gedola bas yudbes ve'ish ben yudgimel. That's why we have bas mitzvah at 12 and we have bar mitzvah at 13, because she had from the fruit an hour before him, and that quickness to become human and self-interested stayed with her forever. Omnam ha'isha achal hayayin tamtzis pri hadas nischakim b'das enoshi yoser mi'ha'isha she'achal anavim. The Nitziv says that actually the way it happened was it was grapes, and the isha ate the grapes, and then when they were later that night, they were being mistaveg together in an intimate way. She squeezed the fruit to give him the wine, and he drank from the wine. So they had a different experience of it. But if you go back to the beginning of this parsha, the Nitziv says the most incredible, incredible thing. So in the second perek, the second telling, we know there's two tellings of this, the sipur of the creation of the world. There's the first one and then the second one. And in the second one, it says, Ela toldos hashamayim v'ha'aretz bihi bar'am. Biyom asos Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim v'kosiach hasadeh, etc., etc. So on Ela toldos hashamayim v'haaretz bihi bar'am biyom asos v'gomer. So the Nitziv says, Harei bi'arnu de'asiyah shehu tachlis kol habriyah, hu kvodo yisparach. The whole purpose of creation was God's glory. Sheyed'u hakol shehu habore b'hu hamashgiach, that everyone should know that Hashem is the creator and Hashem is the mashgiach. V'zeu tachlis ha'shamayim v'aretz, that is the purpose of the sky and the land. She'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev b'shamayim kivyachol, and Hashem is in shamayim. V'dan kol prat sheba'aretz, and he's sitting in judgment over everything that happens in the world. Eich sheyeh l'fi ma'aseh ha'adam, how things should be. V'kol zeh ba'al yedei ha'adam. Sherei hakol talui b'ma'asav. None of this is possible or independent of man, because everything depends on the actions of man. Man has two aspects in him. The first is the elevated man, who is in this land, just like an angel is in the sky. We are here and we have this elevated version of ourselves that is a reflection of Hashem. But we have a second aspect to ourselves. I think I could be wrong, but I think the best translation for Medini is, and Papa, correct me if I'm wrong, but sovereign. We are sovereign. He must take care of his needs, this question of self-interest. Both of these aspects come from the beginning of creation. If we were all like Adam was before the sin, before the eating, there would be no sachar ve'onesh. And there would be no exposure of Hashem's glory. Hashem's glory depends on sin, on sachar ve'onesh, on sovereignty, on human interest. The majority of Hashem's glory is only revealed through the second aspect of humanity, the side that sins. All of his glory comes out from seeing that little bit of the elevated man in the mass of sovereign humanity. And because there's two of these aspects, if Adam HaRishon had managed to stay in that elevated state for the entirety of Yom HaShishi, Shenivra, lo haya efshar sheyitze mimenu ofen Adam HaSheni, the second aspect of humanity would never have been able to be exposed, to come out of him. Share en kol chadash tachas haShemesh misheishes yemei haMaaseh v'hala, because nothing is new under the sun that was created. All human creativity depends upon fallenness, upon that relationship that we can only create from with Hashem when we are not completely aligned. The world did not end up in where it was supposed to go until Chava gave him that apple. Ve'ilu nivra Adam be'ofen hasheni. But if he was created from the beginning as the second version of himself, the self-interested human version, lo haya efshar lios Adam hama'ala ba'olam. We could never have achieved anything like that relationship with Hashem that you get from the elevated state. Sharehu kmo bria chadasha. It would be like a new creation. Ve'ilu lo chata ha'adam harishon al yadei ha'sa'as hanacha v'chava. And if he had not sinned, haya ha'kadosh baruch hu borei od yitziras ha'adam acher sheyehe medini. Hashem would have had to create a second type of human to be the sovereign human. There would have been two kinds of people, the self-interested lower humans and the higher version, who are essentially angels. And the world was fixed through what Chava made Adam do. And I have to say, that's what it means when he says the second version, that this is how we arrive at the creation of the world as it was supposed to be. And there's now a note to a Herchev Davar. And this Herchev Davar is one of the most incredible things I've ever, ever, ever read. So the Nitziv goes on and he says, so in the first telling of the creation of man and woman, On the seventh day, it says, on the sixth day, Vayomar Elokim na'aseh adam betzalmenu kidmusenu. Hashem says, we're going to create a man in our image, like us. V'yirdu bitkas hayam uba'of hashamayim. He will rule uba behema. V'yivra Elokim es ha'adam betzalmo. And Hashem created the man in his image. Betzalem Elokim bara oso. In the image of God, he created him. Zachar unikeva bara osam. Man and woman, he created them, right? So you see how it goes from him to them, from he creates one to he creates the both of them. So then Nitziv says, Ksiv ayivra Elokim es ha'adam betzalmo, uksiv zachar unikeva bara'am. He says, Hashem created the man in his image, and then it says he created zachar unikeva, he created them. Ha'ketzad betchila ala b'machshava livra os shnayim ulevasof nivra echad. That's the first story of version of the creation. And the second version of the creation story, he just creates Adam by himself and then creates Chava from his rib. He said, why did he initially, the idea was to create two of them together, both of them together, and then he ended up creating just Adam. Ulefi pshat, midaber ach b'inyan zachar v'nekeva, hu tamua. And it's interesting. Why does he create them together initially, zachar v'nekeva? That was the initial idea, the plan, and then decides to create the two of them. And what the Nitziv says is, V'harebo sopasuksi v'ivra Elokim es ha'adam betzalmo, betzalem Elokim bara oso zachar unikeva bara osam. V'tu lama lo ledakdek milashon es ha'adam shenivra yichidi. Why did he say plan is to create man first? V'alo b'peirush ksiv parasha shleima shamar Hashem lo tov heyos ha'adam levado v'kol ha'inyan. Initially, it sounds like he's going to create them at the same time. Later, we learn, no, actually, he's going to create Adam first and then Chava afterwards. And the answer is, Umishni betchila ala b'machshava libarum livraos shnayim. Initially, the idea was to create two. Two what? Hainu shnei minei Adam. Two kinds of man. The Adam Hama'ala, that elevated man, the elevated version of the man who is completely one with Hashem, kind of like an angel, but here on earth. Adam Hama'ala Yehebe Ma'ala So, Sheyebio So Bli Isha, that he would not have a wife, would not have a woman. Uliva Sof Nivra Echad, but in the end, he created one. The Hu Ha'adam Hama'ala. And that was the elevated man, nishtane al yedei ha'isha liyos nitzrach liikare Adam. That man, the elevated version of humanity, was changed by the woman. Upaze yivuar haditznam betzanhedrin, v'lich ora kashem maze chidush ba'adam yoster mikol habruim, shenivra echad umimeno niskayem hamin. He was going to create two kinds of man. The first was the elevated man, and the second was the self-interested sovereign man. And what happened was the woman intervened and squeezed the grapes, and she turned the two into one. And what he's saying is that when it says Zachar unikeva bara osam, the woman took the two and changed the future of the history by uniting them into one and creating this one person, the humanity that we are, that is both sovereign and self-interested and has the capacity to have Dveikut b'Hashem and have that elevated version of ourselves where we are in that relationship. And it's just an absolutely incredible, incredible pshat of explaining what he did was he took the two psukim that were supposedly describing the same thing, and the Nitziv read them sequentially. So he read them as Ba'ivra Elokim es ha'adam betzalmo. He created the man in his image, Betzalem Elokim bara oso. He created him in his image, Zachar unikeva bara osam. The split was not now between two kinds of man, But between a man and a woman, right? It was supposed to be they were two kinds of men. And the split instead became between a man and a woman because there's only one kind of man. And it's the kind that has both the capacity for self-interest, to take care of itself, to know what's good and what's bad for him, and the capacity to connect to Hashem. And we see from this continuation in the Nitziv, the Hester Panim of the Midbar was better. Because you cannot have creativity when you are too close to Hashem, when you are, like he called it, in the palace of the king, and every time you whisper, you're immediately executed. The same thing he said about the second Luchos, that they were better because there was more gap, more distance for creativity. And that's what he's saying here, is that the sin, without that sin, the world as we know it could not have reached its what it was meant to be. The entire purpose of creation was, and that Hashem initially had a different view, but that was not the what happened was better. And that what Chava did was she changed the two into one and created that dynamic instead between her and Adam. It's just so deep and beautiful and brilliant, and reminds us that, you know, the idea, this idea that keeps coming up about self-interest and self-esteem and creativity, that all of these things are things that are part of being human, that we have a huge responsibility because the world depends on us doing that, us being in that relationship with each other, and that Hashem himself requires that distance and that relationship, and for our creativity to fulfill the purpose of creation. I really hope that our learning serves its purpose. Thank you, everybody, for coming, and stay safe, everybody in Israel. We're thinking about you nonstop all the time.